back. Top of the second hour of today's broadcast is Monday, September 25th, 2017. And again, this is a roundtable discussion based on the last 2 days' broadcast, Thursday and Friday. And we're trying to keep the subject matter kind of focused on that, you know, roundtable of the last two broadcasts with my special guest, Bruce Ray Riggs. And let me say real quick, if we've mentioned that everything that he's discussed is on his website, proveitsreal.com. Again, proveitsreal.com. And I would maybe just point out to the listening audience that if you go there, I defy you to find a donate button or anything like that. Bruce doesn't have books or anything like that. There's no donate button or anything like that. In other words, he's doing this. It's what I would call a labor of love, which is fantastic. I think we owe him an eternal gratitude for sharing his wealth of knowledge and research over the last few decades with us. And it's essential learning. I mean, I dare say that even the most astute and learned folks who may have a background of knowledge in some of the subject matter have learned things. I know I have, and I always appreciate it. So I want to say at the top of this hour, thank you again, Bruce, for taking the time to come on and share your knowledge.
Thank you all for having me, sir. Every American has a right to know. I don't see it as a any other thing. I don't take donations, only when I run for office. The one on Dirty Uncle Sam shouldn't work. It's been disabled. I've taken two donations in person, though. They were both $2 each, and it was, I think, from the same old lady a couple years later. She just made it to the where it would be disrespectful not to take the money. I couldn't keep saying no to her anymore. But outside of that, I normally don't take donations. I won the lottery 3 times. Actually, $122,000, $113,000, and $89,000. I'm not poor. God's blessed me. I don't need donations. I do what I do from the heart. You know, I tell everybody why I do what I do. I took an oath to support the Constitution when I went to this place called MEPS. I went to the United States Navy. And when I got done, I was all teary-eyed. There was this young black fellow next to me, and I looked at him. I noticed he was teary-eyed also. After we all took our oath, and I knew he was ready to die for the same thing I was. And I've never really, if I did have prejudice, I'm sure it would melt it away at that moment. The only prejudice I ever had after that would have been against the Nazis because of some of my ancestors are Jewish, but I got rid of that too. Actually, the book of Deuteronomy, I think it was, helped me. Blessings and curses. If we were obedient people, we would get blessed. If we were disobedient to some of the curses that were described, is what happened to my people, and I like to just think of the Nazis as the belt that chastises. If I think any further, it causes hate, and I don't want to live with that.
I appreciate you. Yeah, we do, and I'm going to get back to that in just a second. A couple of quick points. Housekeeping. Dave called and mentioned the book. The book was The Political Thought of Henry von Trichu by Henry William Carlos Davis, published in 1914. And that's a book that you can find online, by the way. If you go to, for example, one of the places you can find it, Henry William Carlos Davis Wikipedia entry, you'll see in his bibliography there's a link to the archive.org entry for The Political Thought on Henry von Trichu. And if I recall correctly, Dave mentioned pages 41 and 42 for those interested. Interesting read. And just to conclude what I was saying about John Adams, basically to Dave's point and going back through this discussion, the feudal law specifically is a common theme that Constitution of feuds is something that we inevitably come back to. We see this rise of perpetual conflict coming out of not only the post 9/11 era, but all the way back to the Reconstruction. That was the point. We always have to have this state of emergency, perpetual conflict, crisis, and all of that. But what is that? It is it's the feudal system. And we've heard of discussion of reducing America to such a system. And as John Adams put it, again, there seems to be a direct and formal design on foot to enslave all America. This, however, he wrote, must be done by degrees. The first step that is intended seems to be an entire subversion of the whole system of our fathers by the introduction of the canon and feudal law into America. The canon and feudal systems, though greatly mutilated in England, are not yet destroyed, like the temples and palaces in which the great contrivers of them once worshipped and inhabited. They exist in ruins, and much of the domineering spirit of them still remains. There's more. I leave it to the listener to investigate. But when you look at the perpetual state of conflict and this feudal system, think about the for example, I mean, we look at our founding documents just real quick. I don't want to get too far off, but you know, the Declaration of Independence states that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. The sentiments of the Constitution, the preamble of the Constitution: we, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. These are peaceful phrases, but
Yes, sir. We seem to have lost Chris Shaw, but no big deal. I'll go over a couple more things I have on another website for those who heard the show for the past couple of days, DirtyUncleSam.com. That's my campaign site. I left it up in 2016. I just had the donate thing disabled or whatever the heck it is. The homepage has an 11.5-minute video of me on my front porch. I give a breakdown, a little summation of the Prove It's Real video. It's like 43 minutes long. This one's like 11.5. And if you put your cursor over documents at the top of the page, you see my first two published articles. The first one's Constitutional or Corporate, How the Modern American Slave Came to Be. The second one is We the Sheeple, which is actually my first published article. And what I've done is I've put the documents in the article, so for those who read it, they can just read the documents as they go and click on the link. Now, Constitutional to Corporate, I think, has got a spelling error, too. The IT guy didn't get out for me, but that's fine. Just look at the research. That's the main thing. Yes, sir?
That was interesting. Saying what I was saying, suddenly I was cut off. Well, I don't know what happened, but I was just concluding a point. Maybe I'll come back to that. But I didn't catch what you just said, Bruce. Could you please repeat that?
I'm just giving a quick rundown on DirtyUncleSam.com. Like, they put their cursor over documents. I got my first couple published articles there. And then I got all documents, which is like a few hundred of them, CRS reports, House and Senate journals, some pretty much all 36 then states in the Union. You can put your cursor over videos. There's some really good videos there. Put your cursor over audios. Now, there's some very important people there. Dr. John Coleman, I got him off a shortwave. He also has a video also. Barry Vinson, he was my teacher in the 70s, back in the early 1990s. Lee, well, let me see what this other one is. I'm trying to remember his name. He's got a really different name. I have his Myron Fagan, Illuminati and the Council of Foreign Relations. It's in six parts. It represents 33 albums. He sent all over America. My martial art instructor, Dwayne Keller, his mom was a head of a women's club, auxiliary club or something like that in Cocoa Beach for many years. And during the 60s, he sent these out kind of stop it in an effort to stop the Vietnam War thing. And he was supposedly killed right after this. And I've got this copies of the album up right there, Myron Fagan. Very interesting. You can download all this stuff too, y'all. Completely free. And let's get back to the show, I guess, and see if we have anyone else that wants to call in. I do have a Black's Law Dictionary up there, so you can look at definitions.
You know which edition it is offhand?
Fifth. Fifth and sixth are my favorite. Fourth is great, but it doesn't really quote anything.
All right. Let's go back to the phones. I mentioned something, but I'll come back to that. So let's go back to the phones and grab Dwayne in Virginia. Dwayne, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hi. Hey, can you hear me okay?
Yep.
Hello? Okay. All right, yeah, I wanted to just comment on. Yeah, commented on a comment that Bruce made last week. He was quoting Abraham Lincoln about the blacks. And I just wanted to bring up the point that, well, he mentioned something about everything but the burning cross. Now, people understand, like he made the point, the Northern Army gave them blacks the uniforms to go down to terrorize the South. Now, this is the whole reason why the KKK was originally started, was as a protection group to protect the Southerners. And so, which I believe was eventually COINTELPRO into something else. But and then understanding too about some of the players involved, like Albert Pike, and you know, was this all just part of the Hegelian dialectic from the beginning, especially since we know that two brothers funded both sides of the war. And just wanted to raise that point and get some comments on that.
Yeah, I believe the whole war was premeditated. You look at that, what's that thing about that movie about the bank, the guy put out about exposing the Federal Reserve? I've got this darn thing on my website. Anyway, he points back to the German or something like that in the 1850s that talked about this upcoming Civil War that was going to going to divide the money masters. That's it. It was in the Money Masters. It's number video 11 on Dirty Uncle Sam, but you can find it on YouTube as well.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting. Sparked it.
Something else interesting in that movie, Joe. About the middle of Money Masters, it shows an old Wall Street Journal where the United States government, U.S. Inc., INC, used to be on the stock exchange until 1927. It shows in an old Wall Street Journal newspaper. Somewhere around the middle of that video.
I believe that all this ties into what's happening today. Like, everybody's up in arms about the football players and the flag. You know, we got all respect the flag. But in all honesty, as you kind of alluded to it last week, you know, if we're really intellectually honest, what flag should we really be looking at here? And I think that if these people were really correctly guided, there'd be a lot more people standing behind them or kneeling behind them or whatever you want to call it. Because, I mean, we know what's happened under this flag that everybody's supposed to be waving and patriotic about, you know, everything from slave ships to false flags and everything else.
Well, look what it did to the poor Native Americans. It wiped them people out.
Exactly.
And then blacks, after the Civil War, that Congress never declared, look what they did in Devil's Punch Bowl, Mississippi, like one of the other callers pointed out. If you go to YouTube and watch some of the horrifying 20,000 women and children alone, and just in one of the camps, were died from starvation and no water. They had to sit there. Mamas had to sit there and die with children and buried where they fell. That is just that. My God, that is just terrible. I still got to go say a prayer for these people. That is terrible.
Well, just what they did to the South for not going along with their plan. You know what they did to them.
And then all kinds of
unspeakable atrocities. Unspeakable. Women, children burning cities and towns and just destroying everything.
Oh, they would murder and rape infants, leave them tied to the tables. When they got done, they would just murder them alive with the house. They have no idea. That's why the South went from, if you look at the 1865 Florida Constitution, and they like to go with the Constitution and corporate, about the fifth or sixth link down, I got an 1866 Tallahassee House Journal. Page like three of it makes clear the blacks, what they call them, the free people, were made completely equal with whites in every area of law and equity. And they challenged the federal government to find one area that they had not given the freed people, the newly freed people, complete equity with the white race. And then they did Reconstruction afterwards. And then after Reconstruction, it took 96 years for those folks to get back to the same level of equality, or something close to it, actually, that they had before Reconstruction. Like you said about the flag, if the truth got out, for one thing, they got the wrong flag. Okay, the Royal Confederate flag has three stripes and like 11 stars in a circle on it. It is not that one with the neck. That is a Christian version. It's a battle flag.
The St. Andrew's cross.
Yeah, that has nothing to do with any of the 11 former Confederate states. Nothing. It was never none of their flags. It was something they had in the field wanting God, because the people were dying and they wanted God's protection. They were religious people back then. We still kind of are, but we were more so back then. People have to understand. Both sides of the army had that in common, that they were very, very Christian. Brother killing brother still had the same religion. And that was a Christian version, a sign of their faith. It didn't mean anything for slaves. Matter of fact, they might have looked upon it also wanting God to protect them, because blacks and Native Americans fought for the South voluntarily when the North drafted them. I mean, they would have been worked or murdered like they were in those death camps, or put on the blue uniform and get 40 acres and a mule and get a rape and rob and kill and steal and do whatever you want to for 14 months. And then after Reconstruction, what gratitude did this corporate replacement Reconstruction version of what was the original Founding Fathers' intent do to the black race? They treated them unfairly. For the next 96 years, this Reconstruction jurisdiction enforced all the segregation laws, the different punishments for different crimes for a different race. Black guy could go to jail for 5 years. White guy gets a fine and goes home. None of that's fair. If they committed the same crime, it should be equal. All of that was being enforced by the same Reconstruction replacement jurisdiction. The Southern states made it clear. If you go look at them old constitutions right after the Civil War, before Reconstruction, every one of them states made the newly freed people equal. Lincoln made them do that to get back in the Union. And they wanted to get back in the Union and put an end to it. And for 14 months, they were lawful states. They voted for the 13th Amendment to abolish slavery. Had it not been for seven of the former Confederate states voting to abolish slavery, ratification would have failed. I got a link to the vote count open to the book and page. It passed by one vote. More northern states voted to keep slavery than southern. I mean, they get the truth out there, like House Resolution 80. A northern state, Ohio, proposed that to keep slavery as a state right. Southern states didn't even vote on it because they were going to succeed. It completely passed House and Senate with northern vote only. It is still pending to this very day. And Lincoln supported it 2 days later, March 4th, 1861, in his first inaugural address. I hear music. I see you on the other side when we come back.
Yep. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back after this short break.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Special guest Bruce Ray Riggs talking about some essential history. You know, and we can split hairs on semantics all we want, but you know what? What we're talking about is important history. The fact that true history has been subverted and revised for what purpose, I think, should begin a thoughtful investigative discussion. Again, I think of John Adams' 1765 piece titled a dissertation on the canon and feudal law. And John Adams was essentially saying what Carol Quigley wrote, essentially what we're talking about. It's the same plot. Settled design on foot to enslave every American. That was 1765. So same subject. As we know, the victors rewrite history. They shape the narrative, but we have an opportunity, especially in the information age, to do something about that. So we're doing that. And again, I appreciate Bruce coming on. We're on the phones. It's supposed to be a roundtable day. We have Dwayne in Virginia. And Dwayne, we were getting some feedback. I understand you took care of that. And there were folks that were having trouble hearing what was being said. So I appreciate that.
Bruce, I appreciate what you're doing. And if we could just get more people to come to this realization and look at this information. You know, another comment too is, you know, a lot of people blame this group, that group, and all that. And bottom line, from the scriptures, we're told it's just the evil in the hearts of men, period.
And, absolutely.
You know, we have to do everything, fight against it, you know, and not become that ourselves. And I think that's the most important point when it comes to pointing fingers. And
absolutely.
We could always say, you know, point fingers all day at everybody. And but if we're not doing our part, we just continue.
That reminds me back when I used to manage a restaurant. Day shift blames it on night shift blames it on day shift, and it's never anyone's fault.
Yep, exactly. But yeah, Bruce, thank you again.
You're welcome, and thank you, sir, for sharing your thoughts with us.
Yeah, well, you know, I realize they planted the seeds a long time ago, and it's just a continuation of the powers that should not be, New World Order agenda, continuing on through the machinations. And, you know, but yeah, thanks again, Bruce.
And thank you, sir.
I'll conclude with that. Appreciate it.
Thanks for your call, Dwayne. And you raised some great points as well. Everything that you said at the outset of your call is, again, I mean, it's provocative stuff that we should be looking into. Yeah.
Well, one thing I want to add, and all the horrible things that they did to the women and children during Reconstruction, like murder, rape them, and burn them alive, and loot them and stuff, they tried to take that out of the history books. I'll tell you where you'll find it. The year 1877, Posse Comitatus, it was given to the American people as a promise that crap would never happen again. See what I mean? They can't get rid of all of it. They took it out of the history books. And I offer people money to show where anyone can show me a document in the Library of Congress where Mr. Lincoln, if you will, put on the back of a caboose, quoting all those great Thomas Jefferson quotes about all men are created equal. That emancipation stuff before his election, that is a total falsehood. They've repainted history. The first casualty of war is truth. History was wrote by the victor. They've completely changed it on us, Chris. This website proves it. And I challenge, you know, if you have a kid that's like, especially hasn't learned history yet, I taught a group of seventh graders this. And this is my nephew and his little buddies, Dennis the Menace Click. I taught them this, and within an hour or so, they basically had a good understanding of all this. And the reason is, nobody ever taught them history yet.
Exactly, and I would say, in addition to that, I bet they were fascinated and astonished, because real history is fascinating.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Welcome to the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. This Monday, September 25th, 2017. Again, joined by my special guest, Bruce Ray Riggs. To the point, I think one of the most provocative points that you made, Dwayne, like you said, Bible says evil in the hearts of men, the point that you were making. I would just kind of reiterate, I like the way Solzhenitsyn put it, Alexander Solzhenitsyn in the Gulag Archipelago. If only it were so easy to round up the evil people and banish them to some island or get rid of them. But the line between good and evil cuts through the heart of every man, and who's willing to cut out a piece of his own heart? The way that the Bible puts it, Mark 7:21, for from within, out of the heart of men proceed the evil thoughts, fornications, thefts, murders, and adulteries. And that theme is basically what Hosea is dealing with in chapter 4. And so to the point that both of you guys were making, Hosea, you know, like you said, Bruce, reminds me of day shift blaming night shift and vice versa. But the way Hosea put it in chapter 4, verse 4, yet let no one find fault and reproof. Basically, basically God's saying, you're all blameless. We all have morality, and what our individual responsibility is, I would say, comes down to a hands and feet discussion. There are hands, there are feet. Either don't do the same, perform the same functions. It's nice to figure that out, but to make. So let's go back to the phones real quick. And thanks for calling, as always. Welcome.
Hi, fellas.
Hi, Susie?
Yes.
Okay. Did we lose? We lose Lark? All right.
No, I can hear you.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, Susie. Thanks for calling. Susie in Arkansas. Welcome.
Okay. Thank you. I would like to join all the other callers in saying how much I enjoyed the last 2 days' programs with Bruce. It was absolutely excellent.
Well,
and I got to thinking, or actually, I can't take credit for this, but I was sharing the information with a friend about how you talked to the lawyer from the IRS.
In Virginia, and, I think it was.
Well, it was you asked him if the IRS was a branch of the Treasury, and was the Treasury a branch? Pardon?
I have a link, actually, to 41 Statute at Large towards the bottom of Prove It's Real, and they tell you to go to page 654. That's where the Treasury Act begins, and you'll see where the 66th Congress in 1920 gave the U.S. Treasury to the Federal Reserve Bank. They gave them the vaults. They gave them, only thing they had to buy was the furnishings in the buildings. The fans, the filing cabinets, the desk, and stuff like that. Go ahead and read it. And I asked them, when did this ever return? I mean, I just gave you a book and page. When I told you 41 Statute at Large, that is a book. And then 654 would be the page you would go to in that book. And so when I asked that attorney for a book and page, when this was returned to the people or Congress, they couldn't quote one.
Right.
That would be an act. So it would be documented somewhere. You just don't give the United States government, Congress, a treasury, and there's not an act to it. You know, we, the Congress, received this treasury back. You know, where was this done? You know, I found Dunn numbers for the U.S. Treasury. I should have saved them for the show or put them on Prove It's Real. 1927, where they became a corporation in Delaware, I did find that, but I can't see where it was ever given back to Congress. And I mean, if I'm going to give something to a bank, I'm an animal lover. I like Wells Fargo because it got the cute little horses. I'd rather give it to my bank than somebody else's. I mean, I like horses. I like dogs. I'm an animal lover.
Right.
If I must give it to a bank, let me choose my bank.
Right. Well, anyway, so undoubtedly that makes the IRS and all of their doings fraudulent, correct?
Well, yeah, but it also takes it one step further. Either the IRS and the U.S. Treasury is perpetrating fraud by claiming to be a part of the United States government.
Right.
Or they own that entity also. And like I pointed out, that video Money Masters, which is number 11 on video, on DirtyUncleSam.com, when you put your cursor over videos and click on it, and around the little past the middle, I believe, of the video, the gentleman shows it. It's a documentary. He shows where the United States government was on the New York Stock Exchange into that very same year, 1927, U.S. Inc.
Wow.
That's our federal government. That's what we're thinking is something the founding fathers created in 1788, ladies and gentlemen. I ain't making this up. Watch the video. I quoted the source. It's not even my research there, so I can't really defend it. I was just amazed to see that when I saw that video, and for that very reason alone, is why I had that video put up there.
Yeah, I can imagine. Well, I was sharing that information with a friend, and he said, well, then what about the agencies that are under the Treasury? Isn't the FBI and the BATF, aren't they under the Treasury?
It exposes one heck of a lot of critters underneath that big rock, don't they, ma'am?
See what I'm saying? Now we're getting somewhere. And this is my point. You know, again, I think one of the most important realizations or kind of the underlying message of all of this is we should be asking questions. We should be reexamining or learning history properly, perhaps I should say. And when we do that, we get back to all of these contradictions that we hear. We see in, for example, our founding documents, we see certain things that are stated. And then we see sophistry, obfuscation, and a justification for things. You know, we hear, for example, in the headlines, the daily headlines about the First and Second, Fourth and Sixth Amendments, for example, and how this is not a violation, that's not a violation. And if you pay close attention to the explanations that are ostensibly given, they don't make sense. It doesn't add up. So we go back in history, we start learning the facts properly and in their orthodoxy. And again, we come back to, as I said earlier, what Carroll Quigley wrote in Tragedy and Hope on page 324, this system that, again, he said the system of financial control and private hands that, you know, the apex is Bank for International Settlements in Basel, Switzerland. He said this system was to be controlled in a feudalist fashion by the central banks of the world acting in concert. And that's essentially what you guys are getting to right now, exactly what Carroll Quigley wrote.
So that makes a lot of those little ABC agencies fraudulent as well. And they think they have so much power.
Right. And I mean, if we're to believe, you know, hopefully what I'm saying makes sense. You know, we play the video, that little Schoolhouse Rock video, Pirates and Emperors, every once in a while, and it concludes with the duck saying, "I'm not a duck, I'm an anti-duck, and if any ducks come around here, I'll blast them." And so we're told that it's not a duck, you know, it's something else, it's anything else. It's a cloud, it's a fence, it's a tree, but it's not a duck. Meanwhile, all of our powers of deduction and reason seem to indicate that it's a duck. And so Carroll Quigley told us exactly what we're proving, what we're discovering, what the facts prove. And so then what does that mean? And like you're saying, fraudulent systems, at a very minimum, the ownership, the purported ownership and function of those agencies should come into serious question and scrutiny.
Well, Chris, yes. I'm still waiting on that attorney to get back with me. He said he would. It's only been 3 years. I think
you'll be old and gray by that time.
Well, I have no problems not paying taxes myself until he does, and I told him I'm not going to. You kind of have to show me that this is actually what they say they are, because my research says this, and I give you the research. If you can't prove to me this is even real, a part of the real government, then why should I give you any money? Why should I pay taxes? He was supposed to get back with me.
I was also very happy to hear that other caller call in and explain why the KKK was originated, and because so many people want to... And I've heard recently that if there was going to be a KKK meeting, there were 3/4 of them would be feds.
Right. And you know what? Speaking of that, there are, you know, we keep hearing about white supremacists these days. And again, ducks, you know, what does it have? Webbed feet? Does it have a bill? Does it quack? Does it have feathers?
Mm-hmm.
So you can go back and find that in the history of the FBI. And coming forward to today, I looked, what was the article? I think, just a couple of weeks ago, it was one article that pointed to a half a dozen other mainstream articles that pointed out that every time we hear white supremacists, anyone that digs in finds that the FBI, there's some agent there in the mix. Every time there's a headline, white supremacists showed up here, and the FBI's COINTELPRO efforts are always on scene, always,
mm-hmm.
without exception,
mm-hmm.
even today. But you know what? I'm glad COINTELPRO went away. I'm glad we did away with that because, oh, wait, maybe we didn't.
Yeah, right.
Which is why, you know, when I mentioned that litany of agencies that I mentioned in the first hour, I also mentioned when the subject of the FBI comes up, Trevor Aronson's TED Talk is essential viewing for anyone who has an interest in the truth. Trevor Aronson's TED Talk titled "How This FBI Strategy Is Actually Creating U.S.-Based Terrorists." So if that's true, if Trevor Aronson is right, and he is because he has done years of research, including looking over the FBI case files, DOJ case files, if it's true that the FBI is responsible for creating more terrorist plots than Al-Qaeda, the Taliban, ISIS, all of them, all of these groups combined, then again, if we're just being honest about the facts and history, why aren't we investigating the FBI first? Why does everyone in Stockholm Syndrome fashion jump into the lap of their kidnapper and say, "Oh, I'm so glad the FBI is on scene here"? Really? Again, getting back to the – without getting too, off on too much of a tangent, when we see a drill the day before and there's a rehearsal so that everyone's scripted and they're all hitting their mark when the play goes into full effect and they're reporting what they're supposed to report and doing what they're supposed to do to the FBI, does that not seem odd and bizarre based on what Trevor Aronson has revealed? Anyway, again, I don't want to get too far off, but yeah, great points, Susie. I appreciate it.
Thank you, and I appreciate both of you. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for your call, Susie. Let's go back to the phones real quick and grab Lark in Texas. Lark, thanks for calling. Welcome.
This is Wolverine Fred.
Oh, hey, Fred. Good to hear from you. Welcome. You have a question for Bruce?
Yeah, this is Lark. I mean, I don't know what's going on. Sorry.
Probably. Oh, hey.
Yeah, technical issues. I'll try to
Lark,
be brief.
Welcome. Sorry.
Yeah, thank you. I'll try to be brief so we can get Fred in too. Of course, I've been listening with great interest since Thursday, and I very definitely appreciate both of you's efforts. I can't argue with any of Bruce's research. You know, you may recall, Bruce, that we met personally in Arlington, Texas a few years ago.
Yes, sir.
And so I enjoyed meeting you then and enjoy your perspective now. I remember, too, when you were a regular guest on Chris's broadcast, way back in 2011. And so here's the thing. It all boils down to property rights, okay? The right to ownership of property, and will a government protect such a right, in my opinion? And this is a great question. Today it's morphed into, you know, are nation states obsolete? You know, but in the time that you've directed your research, the truth is that I think that what happened is that the country was lost from the beginning. It was lost from the beginning, and I think what we were afforded was something called suzerainty, not independence, not sovereignty. I mean, we had the remnants of the Church of England and the Bank of England exerting their influence from the very beginning. I don't think we won the Revolutionary War, nor do I think that we won the War of 1812, and all Americans lost the war between the states. And it's clear, to me at least, I mean, I don't feel like this is my government today.
Well, actually,
I just don't.
My research supports that claim, and I hate to say it. I mean, people say, "Oh, you're anti-government," and I said, "Anti-what? You kidding me?" I've researched to the point I found where the real government has actually resided side-eye since 1861, and in order to bring it back, if it's even possible, a treaty of peace needs to be signed amongst the states that's never been signed.
Yeah, sine die in Latin, meaning without day. Yep.
Yes, without further return date, mm-hmm. Which is the same.
You know,
it's kind of odd. Sorry.
No. I was just going to say that, you know, you might want to check the chat room, roadwarriorradio.chatango.com. I posted something in there about the word republic and the word Republican, which I think really needs to be addressed. I've been trying ever since I started listening to this network to have it addressed adequately to my satisfaction by anybody, and have so far been unsuccessful. And, I mean, what do we mean when we say a republic and a republican form of government and these sorts of things? But I contend that really this place called the United States of America was always intended to be exploited and worked like a slave plantation from the very beginning. And it was outlined by the likes of John Dee, the Hermeticist, and also Sir Francis Bacon in his 1627 work, The New Atlantis.
Absolutely. I was going to mention that. Yep, absolutely. Yep.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate?
Welcome back. Final segment. Road Warrior Radio broadcast. How did that happen already? That was fast. This Monday, September 25th, 2017. A quick note on Lark's point. From Bacon to now, basically, Bacon's New Atlantis, I think 1624, Jefferson used the phrase knowledge, the Baconian phrase, I would say, knowledge is power, repeatedly. And, you know, Bacon wrote about the system that we see
today. So knowledge is power. Let's keep in mind what Solomon wrote in Ecclesiastes, that increasing knowledge increases pain. So that's sort of a caveat. But to Lark's point, and getting back again to, you know, through Jefferson and Adams, you know, Adams' dissertation on the canon of feudal law, this is not a new subject. Lark mentioned a system of suzerainty, which is, again, getting back to the feudal system. I would encourage folks, again, to read Blackstone's commentaries, speaking of suzerainty and the feudal system. One of the things, and Lark mentioned property rights. Again, I don't know about you guys, but I've gone through experiences where the allodial discussion arises. But from Blackstone's commentary, feudal tenure supplants allodial ownership. Read that section. I think Lark raises some provocative points as always, and I'm very appreciative of that. Let's go back to the phones real quick and grab Wolverine Fred. Fred, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Okay, fellas, relative to the 14th Amendment, Bruce, there is a functional operational solution, the Security Agreement Indemnity Bond Financing Statement. As long as we are in this dilemma, we should proceed to exploit any established, delineated, perfected legal remedy, and that's what it is. We might as well secure the holder in due course priority interest rights, the monetary, fiduciary, economic, legal rights in our corporate entity person. And escapeharassment.com, peoples-rights.com, Dave DeRemer, Howard Griswold, they are the masters of all this. Peoples-rights.com, escapeharassment.com. You know, it's great that you precisely describe and elucidate the historic continuum and origin of this dilemma, but there we have to implement an operational functional solution, and it's waiting there. Just like in 1933, in the Federal Reserve Act, there is a provision, a legal remedy provision, whereby, and this was even brought out by a guy by the name of David Merrill as a law student at George Washington University in 1978. He brought legal action to force the Federal Reserve to reveal the fact that we can redeem Federal Reserve promissory notes because we're the creditors. Don't forget that. They hypothecated, without our informed consent, authorization, our bodies, our sweat equity labor, our soul essence as collateral. That makes us the creditors. Okay? So,
that's
I forgot
point.
The name of
and,
the
maybe we can, who knows, maybe we can pick that up tomorrow, Fred. I appreciate it. Oops.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure? To be served with a foreclosure lawsuit or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction. A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.